We surfaceteers call IT simulations. At age 7 in 1967 I saw the limitation simulation, I was revealed. Nothing but opposition for 54 years since. My fave Bible quote has always been listen to prophets, keep only the good. Good advice, but how? In actuality, are we experiencing and enjoying a series of signs of symbiosis which we label simulation because of our misunderstanding of ordered chaos? I want to show you your full potential. My nemesis wants you to stay locked up. Both outcomes are available now and must be acted on now. How to proceed? Nothing is coming in at you. All events that happen in front of us are initiated by our thoughts and actions. We are magical beings, multifaceted, in a magical environment. Research the info until you feel a limit feeling, then give it a break until you feel somewhat unlimited again. Take each step at your own pace. You will be self-revealing to yourself, your awesomeness and potential as a complete human being. Dash. What has been disseminated and labeled as a simulation environment is actually describing our authentic nature and capabilities to be multiple realities and potentials simultaneously. As difficult as it may be, we are proving to each other we are, so to speak, walking Creator God's manifest oars. We chop our chores every day and every moment. We call it a simulation to simulate ourselves back into our known reality of density and one timeline, sensual gratifications, or our comfort zone. Who would want to complicate their existence of being many when being one is so confusing? It would be one who was mentally conquered or convinced of their limitation. Why the fork in the road? Why? Because when you are uncontainable, you cannot resist the urge to experience limit and contained. Once this realm of limitation and self-conquering is entered, one can purposely allow this to become their experience and may become temporarily and on purpose, lost within the experience. Sort of like when you are having a great experience and time escapes you. Conquering is your mentality waiting slash anticipating action. Where is this place we call home? So where are we? We are inside the consciousness of the Creator and within our own finely tuned creative minds. We are finely tuned magical beings, tuned to the magical earth and its permeating magical field we call earth, air and water. From this location, we can literally create worlds and circumstances. The ultimate reality machine, and each person may access it. Since December 21, 2021, this awareness has been opened and we as a group are learning it together. Since 1990, when the Sun magnetic pole movement increased dramatically, and since, a group named Guardians of the Looking Glass released their manifest, and have been releasing to the public since. Greater than a group of former intelligence officers and military officials, who have come together to release classified information about future events to come. Greater than. Greater than Guardians. Guardians PDF below. We are the Guardians of the Looking Glass.html1 download. Who are the Guardians? Our top people stole technology from Iraq to enable viewing of future and past timelines. A Lewis Carroll-style tech available to all. I saw this truth of our magic world at age 7 and rejected the limit world that day in 1967. I did, however, taste all I could from limit world, since they stole it. Can we trust their announcements? As much as any others. Their work with this antique, unrevealed, tech has proven to them the sequentiality aspect of our simmed world. They have witnessed the 7-day sequence and that it cycles the 7-day loops 144 times before resolution and a re-loop start. Each 144 cycle totals at 2.76 years. Greater than quick math with trinomial triangulation form shows 2.76 times 3 to 8.28, just in case. The Guardians then said to themselves, what if we play around with that timeline? Let's see what happens. And they realized that the Looking Glass had already factored in the fact that they were going to try and alter the timeline. The machine would always be reflecting a self-fulfilling prophecy, hence they realized, doesn't matter what we do. They then said to each other, if we continue on the course we're on, we're going to have our results, and they want this result. Confirming what quantum physics and spirituality are saying and have been saying. If you observe something, if you look for something, it's going to appear because you're the observer looking for it. That's how we understand how we really create our reality. It is all for one full circle moment. But today we are discussing this tech in technological terms, something different. In actuality, We amuse ourselves with the bigger concept of how creation and co-creation works and how Earth is magical realm, as Tesla said, and tuned to each of our magical abilities. So magical, in fact, a large group of us are unaware of our potentiality. Interview with an interviewer slash researcher of The Guardian story. https://inspired.locals.com/posts/1949337/mysterious-new-group-reveals-new-looking-glass-information-free-account-needed. Their experiments continue today. There is a correlation found of 6-year intervals being recorded from 2012 to include 2016, 2022, and perhaps 2028. 3 times 6 or 6 plus 6 plus 6. They also witness a 3-year cycle, which matches Triune creation. Link to 2028 End of World by Revelation, Asteroids or Demons presenters here. There will be major events ongoing. As we go forward. Digital currency, compliance mandates, natural disasters and dislocations. Humans have the ability to meet this challenge. The Guardians also discovered there is an interventionist force they cannot measure or trace to origin. And that humanity plays a significant role in the possible different outcomes for humanity at large. What might that interventionist be? Triune creation, creatio, conversio, formatio. The disclosure is in the Bible and Augustine inspired, since it is an opera ad extra, creation is indivisa. As the agent of formatio, the Spirit gives each thing a dynamic orientation to the one true Creator, represented in Genesis 1 by the declaration it was so. Below from Theopolis Webb. Augustine was correct to discern Trinitarian hints in the combination of Spirit and speech. The Spirit, Ruach, appears first, hovering over the waters, Gen 1-2. Ruach can mean breath, wind, or Spirit. Though most English translations retain the traditional translation Spirit of God, recent commentators and translators have argued for wind, claiming that spirit, especially when capitalized, overly Christianizes an ancient text. They take Elohim as an adjective, mighty, divine, or as a genitive of source, of God. Thus, the earth was formless and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and a mighty wind slash wind from God hovered on the face of the waters. On this reading, the mighty wind or fearful storm doesn't form the formless waste, but, along with the darkness and formless void, is a feature of original chaos. 9. Click here for Theopolis Web. We are Legion. Myself and many others and you are putting everything on the table. It is time for humanity to come to this table. We have work to do. Next blogs will advance this message and methods to achieve our true nature. In the meantime, there is an alternate universe we are speeding towards, behold. From Meet Guardians. -.